जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन नंदन यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद Jaya Jaya Guru Dev, Guru Dev, Guru Dev, Guru Dev. Nithai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट नंबर 33। यद्यप्यसो पार्श्वगतो रहो गतस् तथापि तस्यांघ्रियुगं नवं नवं पदे पदे का विरमेत तत्पदा चलापि यच्छ्रीर्न जहाति कर्हिचित्। यद्यप्यसो पार्श्वगतो रहो गतस् तथापि तस्यांघ्रियुगं नवं नवं पदे पदे का विरमेत तत्पदात् चलापि यच्छ्रीर्न जहाति कर्हिचित्। यद्यप्यसो पार्श्वगतो रहो गतस् तथापि तस्यांघ्रियुगं नवं नवं पदे पदे का विरमेत तत्पदा चलापि यच्छ्रीर्न जहाति कर्हिचित्। यद्यप्यसो पार्श्वगतो रहो गतस् तथापि तस्यांघ्रियुगं नवं नवं पदे पदे का विरमेत तत्पदा चलापि यच्छ्रीर्न जहाति कर्हिचित्। पदे पदे का विरमेत तत्पदा
Mataji's word to word meaning
यदि ऑल्दो अपि सर्टनली असो ही लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण पार्श्वगतः जस्ट बाय द साइड रहगतः एक्सक्लूसिवली अलोन तथापि स्टिल तस्य हिज अंघ्रियुगम द फीट ऑफ द लॉर्ड नवम नवम न्यूअर एंड न्यूअर पदे स्टेप पदे इन एवरी स्टेप का हु विरमेत कैन बी डिटैच्ड फ्रॉम तत्पदात फ्रॉम हिज फीट चलापि मूविंग यत हुम श्री द गॉडेस ऑफ फॉर्चून न नेवर जहाति क्विट्स कर हिचित एट एनी टाइम. Translation: Although Lord Sri Krishna was constantly by their sides as well as exclusively alone, his feet appeared to them to be newer and newer. The goddess of fortune, although by nature always restless and moving, could not quit the Lord's feet. So what woman can be detached from those feet, having once taken shelter of them? Purport: Conditioned living beings are always after the favor of the goddess of fortune, although by nature she is moving from one place to another. In the material world, no one is permanently fortunate, however clever one may be. There have been so many big empires in different parts of the world, there have been so many powerful kings all over the world, and there have been so many fortunate men. But all of them have been liquidated gradually. This is the law of material nature. But spiritually it is different. According to Brahma Samhita, the Lord is served by very respectfully by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. They are always in lonely place also with the Lord. But still the association of the Lord is so inspiringly newer and newer that they cannot quit the Lord for a moment, even though they are by nature very restless and are moving about. The spiritual relation with the Lord is so enlivening and resourceful that no one can leave the company of the Lord once having taken shelter of Him. The living beings are by constitution feminine by nature. The male or the enjoyer is the Lord. And all manifestations of his different potencies are feminine by nature. In the Bhagavad Gita, the living beings are designated as para prakriti or the superior potency. The material elements are apara prakriti or inferior potency. Such potencies are always employed for the satisfaction of the employer or the enjoyer. The supreme enjoyer is the Lord himself, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 5.29. The potencies, therefore, when engaged directly in the service of the Lord, revive the natural color, and thus there is no disparity in the relation of the potent and potency. Generally, people engaged in service are always seeking some post under the government or the supreme enjoyer of the state. Since the Lord is the supreme enjoyer of everything in and outside of the universe, it is happiness to be employed by Him. Once engaged in the supreme governmental service of the Lord, no living being wishes to be relieved from the engagement. The highest perfection of human life is to seek some employment under the Lord's supreme service. That will make one extremely happy. One need not seek the moving goddess of fortune without the relation of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरुः श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमोम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा First of all, I seek blessing from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. Hare Krishna. Today we are seeing that part of the first canto, especially 10th and 11th chapter, which is showing us the intimate pastimes of Lord Krishna with his devotees. So this verse is specifically for the queens of Krishna, that they are all the time constantly with Krishna alone, but still they see Krishna's feet newer and newer. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that mabai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana mano shashtani indriyani prakruti sthani karshati. Ideally, Krishna has connection with everybody, each and every living entity. But very few, like these intimate devotees, have such a realization that they see Krishna every day, but they see it new. Why then others cannot experience the same? The purport in the purport Prabhupada mentions that everybody seeks Upadhi, out of selfish interest. And bhakti is sarva upadhi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchate. The problem with upadhi is it brings the power, the enjoyment tendency innate in our, in all conditioned souls. So those who do not have position, power, but when they get it, innately it comes into them. And then we see that because of this selfish mentality, even though those souls who approach Krishna, they cannot stay there. They cannot keep their surrender. In Krishna Leela, there is an episode where Lord Indra, he goes to Dwarka and he complains to Krishna that Narakasur, that is Bhaumasur, has stolen the earrings of my mother, Aditi, and the umbrella of Varuna. So we may see this is the earrings and umbrella, they are so insignificant items, right? That, but this is not that anybody's earrings or umbrella. We may see in rainy season our umbrellas go missing. We don't mind even, right? But this Varuna's umbrella is not for the for rainy season. It is his position, chhatra. You know, it is aristocracy that has been stolen by Bhaumasura. That means his dignity is gone. So that's why he says, "Please help me." So Indra, Krishna says, "That's fine." So Indra, after Indra leaves, Krishna takes Satyabhama along with him to Prakjyotishpur. And only Krishna goes, no army. He goes on a Garuda. So different Acharya explains that why Krishna has to take his wife on a war. So one Acharya says that actually Krishna, you know, like any husband wants to take his wife on a shopping, you know, monthly once. So similarly, Krishna also wants to take Satyabhama on a tour, you know, to see. Bhaumasura has taken wealth from all over the world. So Krishna wants to show that to Satyabhama. And, you know, every husband wants to show the wife, you know, that I am powerful. Now how powerful he is, nobody witnesses that, you know, in mera rubab kitna office mein. But a wife doesn't know that because she is at home. Sometimes when she comes to the office, then people say, "Hare, Sab, Hare Krishna." So then, Hare, iska position. That way also, Krishna wanted to show them exactly what I do. So Krishna goes there and then he kills Narakasura. And then he marries 16,100 princesses. He dispatches them with all the wealth to Dwarka, collects the earrings and umbrella, and then goes to Swarga. Again, then retreat. He takes his wife to resort. And there he gives to Indra the earring and umbrella. So Indra becomes so happy. And then, along with his wife, Shachi, they both worship Krishna and Satyabhama. And it is said that Indra actually touches his head to the lotus feet of Krishna. That, oh, you have brought back us our dignity. And then within two verses, Shukdev Goswami wind up the episode. He says that Krishna stayed there and then while coming, he took a Parijat tree after defeating Indra. So one may say, just now what has happened? Indra had actually touched his feet, at Krishna's feet, and now he fought. So there is a story actually. So the thing is, when Krishna stayed there for some time, and then Satyabhama is a special wife who actually demands from the Krishna, not like Rukmini who never demands. So she said that Rukmini once was given Parijat flower by Narad Muni. And at that moment, entire Dwarka was filled with fragrance. And her, she became famous. So I want Parijat also, naturally. So Krishna said, don't worry. What to speak of flower, I will get the tree itself. So now while staying in the Swarga and then leaving now, when Indra comes to know that Parijat is going to Martyaloka, I mean, for him it is Dwarka, this is like a Bhulok. So he says it's not allowed. And then there is a war. So this is what we're discussing. Upadhi. Upadhi means Indra is the king of demigod. And so we say that Chaturvidha Bhajante Mam. Sukritin Arjuna Artho Arthaarthi Jigyasu Gyani Cha Bharatarsana. So Chaturvidha Bhajante Mam. These are the four people, Artho Arthaarthi Jigyasu and Gyani. Prabhupada writes, out of them, these Artho and Arthaarthi are basically, mostly when their purpose is fulfilled, they give up the devotional service. As if they have never taken it up. So Indra cried to Krishna that please help me, I am in distress, and the purpose is fulfilled, now he is ready to fight with him. Once there was a frog. He was living in a pond happily. One day he saw that a scorpion from a tree, he fell into that river, that pond. And he started drowning. So scorpion started shouting, "Help, help." So he saw that nobody is there. One frog is there. So he said, "Hey frog, help me, I'm drowning." So frog says, "We are different nature, Baba. I know your nature. Whoever comes near you, you bite with a poisonous sting, right?" So I will not do that. I am dying. I am asking you help. I will never forget your help. So frog says, "Okay, fine." Frog jumps into the pond and he takes scorpion, who is all actually about to die, on his back, and he brings him on the shore. Then he comes down and he says, "Really, I am really thankful to you, because I was about to be dead now. So we will have a friendship." So this frog was so alone for so long. So he, first time he is getting now a friendship. So he becomes very happy. You know how when frog becomes happy, what they do? They croak, you know, happy. So when they croak, draw, then their mouth becomes bigger. They increase their size. So just after a shake hand with the scorpion, he croaks. And what happens? The scorpion bites immediately to him. The frog says, "Are you crazy? Just now you said you saved me, and you did this to me." So he says, "Don't worry. I'm really sorry, but this is my nature only. You know, whenever I feel danger, this my missile automatically attacks scorpion." So that's the idea of the entire material consciousness we see now in this Kali Yuga, where the selfishness of the people, that, you know, they forget what their parents have done for them, what their teachers have done for them, what the society has done. And for farthing or for the little respect, they break their relationship with their siblings. With them they have lived for so many years, shared so many things. But for just for some private privacy or some selfishness, they break their relation. They are ready to even kill each other, fight in the court cases. So this is the main problem with the surrender artho without selflessness. Now we see in Bhagavatam there is Gajendra. A Gajendra example is an elephant who is caught up in a grip of crocodile. Crocodile has gripped his leg, and they fought for 1,000 years. But the Gajendra could not come out of that leg. And then he says that he then remembers his past life, and then he prays to Krishna, "Madrik prapannam pasupasha vimokshanaya muktaya bhuri karunaya namo alalaya swamchena sarvatanu bhrun manasi pratita pratyak drishe bhagavate burhate namaste." He said that "Madrik prapannam pasupasha vimokshanaya," the animal like me, pasupasha, he is caught up in this entanglement, "and you can free me." He says that, why you can free me? Because you are muktaya. You can free someone when you are free. Right? So you are free. But that doesn't need only a criteria to free someone. You also need to have a compassion for somebody. Isn't it? You are free and somebody is crying, but you don't have compassion. You won't do that. Lord is bhuri karunaya. He is the most compassionate person on this planet. So you can do that. You are free, you are most compassionate, and still there is one thing needs, that although you may be compassionate and free, but you should be aware that somebody is bound and somebody is asking help. So namo alayaya. So Lord Krishna is one who is always alert. Alayaya means he is not inattentive. He is attentive to everybody's call. whether it is devotee, non-devotee. But when somebody selflessly surrenders, he is ready. So he says, Swa Amshena Sarvatanu Brahma Manasi Pratida. Swa Amshena means Paramatma. His own vistar, with Paramatma he is ready in everybody's heart. So he can help everybody. Only need is you have to do that selfless surrender. Now, as compared to Indra, our Gajendra is not asking for relief to enjoy more. He says, Jiji Vishenaham Iha Muyakim Antar Bahisha Ibhe Avrit Ibhe Yonyaha Kalena. So he says, Jiji Vishenaham. I don't want to leave now if you remove me from this particular entanglement, but I don't want to live in this Ibhe Yonya, elephant body, which is Antar Bahisha Avrutya, which is completely covered in ignorance. So I don't want to live in this body. I want liberation. Ichhami kalena na yasya viplavas. That desire to enjoy doesn't go any time unless we have a selfless surrender. The time even cannot destroy that. We have seen Indra one time he was asking help, then he became very strong. So like that, Krishna says, so prapannam means that someone who is surrendered. Krishna says that tesham aham samudharta mrutyu sansara sagrat, that those who are very surrendered to me selflessly, I am ready to deliver them from the mrutyu sansara sagrat. Bhavami na chirat partha Maya Veshita Chetasam. Those who are fixed in me, Maya Aveshita Chetasam, Bhavami na Chirat Partha. Quickly I deliver them. Even Bali Maharaj says that Aho Pranamaya Kritas Samudyamaha Prapanna Bhaktartha Vidho Samahita Yalloka Paler Twadanugrahur Mared Alabdha Purve Apashade Asurait Pitaha. He says that when the Indra Bali is king of demons, and Vamandev enters as a Brahmana to ask the Bhiksha. So Bali Maharaj is a grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. He is a very great devotee. He says, when I saw you, I understood that you are Lord, in a disguise of a Brahmana. So I wanted to offer you prostrated obeisances. But because I saw that my ministers and demons and all, they will be, embarrassed. In this world, what my king is doing. So I did it in my mind. And see what the result is there. Result is more than what the Sura gets. The devotee who fully surrendered to Krishna, even they don't get it. I got more than that. Your association all the time. So this is the criteria. When the artho means surrender with a selfish intent, sakam means what I need relief from this, then I am ready to enjoy. That will not bring a permanent realization like this. Queens of Krishna, they will forget Krishna immediately, if the purpose is solved. Artharthi, we have in Krishna Lila, we have Satrajit, an example of Satrajit. You know, the Dwarka means there are many dynasties, Yadavas, Andhakas, Vrishnis, they are all, related people to Yadavas. And there are many kingdoms. And one of them is, the king is Satrajit. So he happened to be worshipping Surya Dev. Now we might think that Krishna's internal associates and why they are worshipping the Surya, demigods. So actually we know that even demigods, Surya Tapati Mad Bhayad, he never takes leave. He always comes on his duty because he fears Krishna. So naturally, those who are very close to Krishna, they will want to have a friendship. So Surya becomes friends with Satrajit and he offers him the Shyamantaka jewel. So till the time Satrajit had Shyamantaka jewel, he was surrendered. I mean, he was a normal person. But when Shyamantaka jewel every day gives him 170 pounds of gold. Can you imagine? So after few years, he became filthy rich, Satrajit. And he, wearing that locket, he would actually perceived by people like a Surya. Because so much effulgent was there, this Shyamantaka jewel. People could not understand who is wearing that. So people thought, "Arey, Surya is coming." So naturally, what happens? The surrender, I mean, upadhi and then this enjoying mentality has come. When Lord Krishna came to know, then he said, "Arey, this particular thing should be enjoyed by a king. Because it's the best thing, jewel." Just imagine with our contaminated situation, we offered something to Krishna. Krishna is Satya Kama, Satya Sankalpa, Atma Ram. He doesn't need anything. When we offer, he doesn't take it only. If there is no bhakti uparatam. Bhakti is not there. When love is not there, he doesn't accept. Now, Krishna is asking something from you. Give me. Will you not give me? This is the most fortunate situation. When Krishna is asking us, give me that. And Satrajit said, "No, this is my prestige." Right? So this is artha-arthi. So as you got this and then you forget Krishna. But this is selfish surrender, selfish association of Krishna. Where I need you, but I have a separate interest. I have a plan. So this kind of surrender will give us only miseries. Then we say our bhakti is working like that. In contrast to that, when Sudama Brahman went to Dwarka and asked, actually the intention of Sudama to go to Krishna was not that asking money. His wife wanted money. You go, your friend is Krishna. He will certainly give you riches. He said, "Forget about riches. I just want to see Krishna. Let us go. I will not ask money and all. But I want to see Krishna. Long time has passed. I haven't seen Krishna." So with that intention, he went all the way, remembering his pastimes with Krishna. And when he sees the hospitality of Krishna to him, and then he says, "Kwaham daridra papiyan. Kwa Krishna Sri Niketanam." Krishna is Sri Niketan. He is the husband of goddess of fortune. And I am Kwaham Daridra Papiyan. I am sinful. Brahma Bandur Iti Smaham. Bahubhyam Parivarambhitam. I am the fallen Brahmana. But still Krishna has embraced me. So this is surrender, where he appreciated his connection with Krishna. This material opulence will come and go. But the consciousness people have, we have, that should be, have a selfless surrender. Dhruva Maharaj, when he went to do tapasharya, he stana bhilashi tapasi stitoham, tvam praptavan, deva munindra guhyam. He says that, "I went out of my palace to achieve a place, what type of place, which even my great grandfather Lord Brahma doesn't have. Not this throne. I want such a place which is higher than my great grandfather Brahma. Sana abhilashi tapasi stitoham, and I got you, tvam praptavan, which is very durlabh for deva munindra guhyam. Even devta, muni, they cannot get darshan of yours. I got it. And now what is my experience? That kachan vichinman api divya ratnam. You are like a precious jewel. And what my desires were, to achieve position, upadhi, and enjoyment in this material world, are like a broken glass pieces. So, I don't want any benediction. Varam na yache. So this is what we need. Even we see that Prahlad Maharaj was a person who was externally, if you see, he was so distressed. I mean, he was not in distress, but he was tried, I mean, by Hiranyakashipu to put in distress so that he will give up the devotional service. So much so. And nobody is like Artho, like Prahlad Maharaj. Not he was Artho, but put in this situation. But he never ever prayed to Krishna for his relief. In fact, his consciousness is that every devata is pushing him, or you go and offer garland to him, pacify Lord, because he has come to save you only. So he says, Kwaham Rajap Prabhava Isha Tamo Dhikesmin Jato Surya Itare Kule Kwa Tavanu Kampaha. So he says, Kwaham, I am a Sura Itare Kule, I am a Asura Kul Jata. I am born in demon's family. And see, Tava Anukampa. And your grace is, your mercy is, Na Brahmano Natu Bhavasya Navai Ramaya Yanmer Pita Shirasi Padma Karap Prasadaha. Krishna in entire life has never ever given his hastasparsha to the head of anybody. Na Brahmano. He has once shaked hand with Brahmaji. You know, when, during the creation, when Brahma got bewildered and then he prayed tapasharya. Then when Narayan met him, he shaked hand with him. That is, I am very pleased by your unpretentious tapasharya, non-duplicitous tapasharya. But he never blessed him like to the head. Na Brahmano na tu bhavasya. Shivji, not. Na vai Ramaya. Krishna never touched head of Lakshmi Devi. But you have touched my head. Such a fortune. Such a... And I am not qualified for that. This is how the surrendered, selfless surrendered people, they show us. And how we can get such an experience from having a selfless surrender. We have an example of a Jnani. Jnani, we have Chatush Kumar. The first time when they went to Vaikuntha, so they were impersonalist. But when they came inside and then they cursed Jai Vijay, and then they actually first time saw Vishnu. And what happened? Tasya Aravinda Nayanasya Padaravindam Kinjalka Mishra Tulasi Makaranda Vayu Antagata Swavivarena Chakaratesham Sankshomam Aksharajusham Apichitta Tanvo. They just happened to smell a breeze which is mixed with Lord's the tulsi leaf mixed with chandan on Lord's lotus feet. And antagata svavivarena chakaratesham. Sankshobham. Sankshobham means their heart transformation happened. Aksharajusham means they were fully impersonalist. Impersonally, there is the absolute truth Krishna can be realized in three stages. First is his impersonal aspect, that is Brahman Tej. So the Chatush Kumar were stuck there. But now they have acted in his Leela. What is that Leela? Now Krishna, so Chatush Kumar has initiated Krishna's fighting Leelas. They became instrument now for sending the Jai Vijay to Bhulok, and then Krishna will have a fighting pastime. So, just by participating in Leela of Krishna, Krishna has promoted them now. They have given, Krishna has given them increment. Now, Brahman to direct Bhagavan realization. So, Sankshobham Akshara Jusham Apichitta Tanvo. They felt transformation in their body and mind. Immediately. Because their anger has subsided. They have given it entirely to the Jai Vijay. And then they felt so embarrassed. So Krishna, I mean, Vishnu actually glorifies them. You are Brahmana, without you, I am not there, vagara, vagara. But they say, we are confused. Are you glorifying us or chastising us? So that is their situation where they are innocent. Now. And they selflessly surrender now. They says, Now we want to do bhakti. As our father and our brother, Brahmaji and Narad Muni constantly were telling us, be devotee. By their prayers, now we could understand your mercy. So this is how this, so artho artharthi, so artho artharthi jigyasu and gyani, so aaj, you know, and say we have to become a das. So how to, so what is needed for transformation of this double A double J, artho artharthi jigyasu gyani to sevaka form, we need to have a selfless surrender which is found in the devotee who surrenders to their guru. So ideally we see Kunti Maharani says ki janma aishwarya shruta shrivir idam mana madapuman daivarhati abhijatum bai tvam akinjana gocharam, that those who have janma aishwarya shruta shrivir, those are born aristocratically, they have a wealth, beauty or strength, they naturally they don't surrender selflessly to Krishna. They have something of their own. But that's, we have like Duryodhan. Duryodhan has all these attributes. You know, he was a Kuru Vamsha. He has got birth in Kuru Vamsha. He was very strong. And he was not ugly. He was also having a handsome body. And he was also Shruta. I mean, he also learned from Dronacharya. He has all theoretical knowledge. Only practical mein rehta tha thoda. He did not understand the... So he had all this, but what has happened? He acted so foolishly. When first time, when Krishna went to Kuru assembly for a peace, as a peace messenger, he says, why are you fighting, you know, unnecessary fighting and killing between brothers? Give half kingdom to Pandavas. We will not have a war. So he doesn't accept. So he says, okay, give just 5 villages. And I will tell Pandavas, don't worry. So Duryodhan tried to arrest Krishna. Can you imagine this? So even Shakuni, he says, apne ped pe kyu kuradi maar raha ho? I mean, the Shakuni is one who instigates Duryodhan. Even he says, what are you doing? This is not the way. But Duryodhan doesn't understand. Opposite of this, the mentality of Yudhishthira Maharaj, we say, just a couple of chapters ahead, we have a 13th chapter like Dhritarashtra quits home. This chapter is there, where the war is over and now Gandhari and Dhritarashtra are living with Pandavas. And Yudhishthira Maharaj is taking care of them as if they are his own mother and father. And one day he sees that both of them are gone. So he inquires from their servant, Sanjay. He says, where are they? They are blind and old. Have they drowned themselves in Ganges? Because we have killed their sons. So just imagine, Yudhishthira Maharaj has never ever thought ill about Dhritarashtra and Duryodhan. Out of Pandava, the others are very, very angry. But Yudhishthira always thought that we were Anath and our uncle has helped us. Our uncle gave us a shelter, always. And Duryodhan is my Anuj. Whatever they did. And this is my duty to take care of them. And from this we learned 2 things. From the how devotees have to, what we have to show to have a selfless surrender. It's not like just written, I have a selfless surrender unto you. My dear Lord, how will you show that? So, you know, Arjuna has said to Arjuna, Krishna in before the battlefield of Kurukshetra, that if I kill everybody, then all the relatives, how will I be able to live with them? And this practically is happening now. Yudhishthira is staying with Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. Just imagine every day you go to someone and they are thinking, Dhritarashtra is thinking that these are the people who have killed sabko mar dala. Sau ke mar dala. Ek ko bhi nahi choda. You must be thinking every day, right?
100 sons, nobody is alive. And who killed them? They are taking care of me. Such a precarious situation of Yudhishthira Maharaj, because he is so soft, innocent. Exactly opposite to Duryodhan. Right? So many times a position of, you know, like the position of Yudhishthira Maharaj or a king, they have to take certain decisions where later they have to undergo the reactions. They have to be tolerant. Just like, you see, one good pastime of Indra is that Indra, when all the sages and demigods, they approach Indra. They say that this Vritrasura is very powerful and he is creating havoc. He is killing devatas like anything. Kill him. So Indra said, no, I will not kill him. You know why? Because I already have killed Vishwarup before, a Brahmana, and I got heavy reactions. Thanks to women, tree, earth and water, they have shared my sinful reactions and now I am free. If I again kill a Brahmana, Vritrasura, so other sinful reaction will come. So the sages, just like Krishna instigated Arjuna to kill it, you know, like that. So sages also say, "Arre, forget about that. We will do Ashwamedh Yajna." And the result of Ashwamedh Yajna is, what to speak of one Brahmana, killing one Brahmana, you will be freed from sin of killing entire material universe. That is Ashwamedh Yajna. To pump up. And then Krishna, Indra goes and kills Vritrasura. But when Vritrasura is dead, everybody showers flower and Jai Indra ki Jai sab. And then what the Sukadeva Goswami said that Devarshi Pitra Bhutani Daitya Devanuga Swayam Prati Jagmu Swayam. So Prati Jagmu means they went Swayam. All sages, Devarshi, even Daitya, Devanuga, other Brahma, Isha, Indra, Adayatata. All they go without taking permission of Indra. You know, it's a king is there and you just happen to go, chala jaga. You have to take permission. Maharaj, hum ja rahe hain. You know, like that. They go, they don't even speak to Indra. First they instigated, isko maro. King has to kill. And later they say, abhi sinful, like he has become sinful, they went. So we have to be very tolerant as a devotee. So Trinadapi Suni Chena. Taror eva sahishma. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was very humble, who never saw any ill in his enemy. He's very tolerant. Amanina manadena. Second thing we see from this lesson is that being a devotee, we should never ever conspire ill or even acting ill, even conspire some ill about devotees. Agarwal's reciprocation is like this. The Dhritarashtra's plan from the very beginning was to wipe off Pandavas so that my sons will become king. What has happened? His own sons were dead. They would have lived happily with a half kingdom, but they died prematurely because of conspiring ill against the Pandavas, who are selflessly surrendered to Krishna. So even in Krishna Lila, there is one episode that when Krishna kidnaps Rukmini, at that moment, along with Shishupal, there were many kings who wanted Rukmini. So they have come. So they also fought with Krishna. The Shalya, you know, Kashiraj, so many things. Jarasyan. So each individually had a revengeful attitude towards Krishna. So once our Kashiras thought, let me take revenge. So he attacked and he boasted to his kingdom, Praja. So today I will go and bring Krishna's head. Can you imagine this? So he says, all Kashiras ki jai. And Krishna chopped off Kashiras' head. And the head flew from the battlefield directly to Kashi, and where the every royal people are sitting. So everybody said, Jai Kashiraj, how powerful he is. Jo bolta hai, wo karta hai. But then when they saw very closely, they saw, this is Kashiraj's head. So his son Sudakshina became very angry. He said, I will kill all Yadavas. So he started doing tapascharya. And he pleased Lord Shiva. He said, what do you want? He said, I want to, wipe off all Yadavas. So Shivji said, I can't do help. You go to Dakshayani fire, Agni. You do tapascharya, that will help. So he does that. And he creates Dakshayani Agni, a fire personified. And he dispatches that fiery demon to Dwarka. Jalado sabko. When he comes, Krishna sends Sudarshan Chakra. Now Sudarshan Chakra is so powerful than any Agni that this Dakshayani Agni becomes rakh, ashes. And Sudarshan goes and, before that, basically, Dakshayani Agni goes back, because if you, he can't perform the activity which was given by his master, so he has to kill his master. So Dakshayani Agni goes and kills Sudakshina, Kashira's son. And he actually, along with Sudarshan Chakra, the whole Kashi is burned down. So that is the lesson we learn, that for our own benefit, we should never ever conspire ill against any Vaishnavas. Forget about acting revengefully or maybe harmfully. So how to live? How to? The basic question is how to transform this selfish enjoying mentality or harming mentality into selfless surrender. So Krishna tells in 10th canto to all the Gopas that etavat janma safalyam. If you satisfy your, if you want to make your human life successful, then pranair arthir dhiya vachaha shreyah acharanam tatah sada. Always use your entire existence. What? Pranair arthir dhiya vacha, your words, your intelligence, your wealth, your prana itself to help others. Kayana vacha manasa indriyervar buddhyatmana vanu shrutas svabhavat karoti yadyat sakalam parasmai narayana eti samarpayedyat. So with whatever nature we might be having, because we all are traveling in so many yonis, so many past backgrounds we have, all sinful tendencies maybe we may be having that. So he says, karoti yadyat sakalam parasmi. If you kayana vacha manasa indriyarva, mind, intelligence, vacha, body, whatever we do with this, even now with our consciousness, with our past nature, think that this is for the pleasure of Narayan. Samarpayadyat. Then one day we will see that connection with Krishna, which we have every day, will be newer and newer. It will not be boring. We will see new, the rainy season has gone. Now every student is, happy to go to college. They run to college. They don't. So like that, this is an opportunity which a human form of life has. That with the help of Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, we can perfect it. I will stop it. Stop it here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bhav, Hare Krishna.